George Osborne's the king of cotton.
Kyuka Shin, last two jump outs have been terrific. He gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
What would be your best?
Look, I'd probably say Kyuka Shin each way will be my tip for the day.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kyuka Shin hit the lead. Kyuka Shin won it by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Time to fill our pockets here on the Summer Breakfast Club. No racing in Victoria today, Scotty. So we head just beyond the border.
I'm very happy about this. There's only one man we talk to when we go there. Mitchell Beer. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, boys. Yeah, no pressure.
No, mate. The whole of the state's riding on this next 3 minutes of your life.
Well, that's grim. That's grim. It's already bad enough having to go to the races on a Monday. But, yeah, the added pressure going to Wagga today. But we'll have socks up and find the punt as a winner.
All right, you've got one, two, three, four runners starting in the first. Bossy Boot, first up from a spell. What's Bossy going to offer us?
No, she'll need the run today. She'll probably be more competitive when she gets to 14 to a mile. She's still a bit fat, so she's drawn soft. She'll be running on late, but she'll need the run today.
And then a two-prong attack on race three. You've got the Toppy, Perfect Illusion, and then down and Wise Dragon. Can we split this pair?
Yeah, I think the market is probably the opposite. I think that I would have expected Perfect Illusion to be $3.50 and Wise Dragon to be $8. So Wise Dragon's a model of consistency, but he's been running in lower grade. He's drawn a bit wide. He will appreciate the 55 kilos. But Perfect Illusion, he went to Moonee Valley the other night, second up over 2,000. Damien Maid rode him, and he just sort of had to get going at the 600, make a wide run. He just peaked on it. Frosty was rat with his run. Coming back to 1,800, probably not ideal, but he just needs another run so he can go back down to Melbourne and get out in trip. But, yeah, I think he's massive price. He hasn't beaten this sort of grade in a long, long time. And I think he'll go pretty close.
Well, I like this. Then over race five, you've got a first starter, Panache. What's he done?
Yeah, really nice horse. Came over from New Zealand after a couple of sort of quiet two-year-old trials. And we took her to Wagga there the other day with this race in mind. Gave her a look at the track. I thought she trialled exceptionally well. I think she's the best horse in the race. What she lacks in experience, she makes up for in ability. 1,200 probably well short of her ideal trip. She's a pentire, but she's fit, she's primed, she's had three official trials, and, you know, she's there to win today.
And then over to race eight, you've got the Toppy Opalescence.
Class horse. Came over halfway through a preparation, was terribly disappointing in two runs, so I tipped it out and started again with her. She trialled very poorly here. And then I took her down to Wangaratta on the synthetic, and I thought her jump out was excellent. So, bit of a mixed bag, but I'd have to see her do something in Australia here before we could tip anyone into her.
Mate, I'm liking this. I sound like we've got two. If I will have $5, so tell me where I should be spending it today.
Yeah, sounds great, boys. What could possibly go? I tell you what, I reckon we'll go Perfect Illusion each way.
Yes.
Into Panache the win, and that'll be Christmas wrapped up.
Mate, this is the best thing. We love race-free Mondays in Victoria because we go to you.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm 5 hours away. I can just, you know, declare everything to everyone. It's a great life. I don't have to run into people at the races for the next week.
Did you declare any for Saturday? I had a couple of nice results.
Oh, mate, I thought I had two really, really, you know, horses that were hard to beat. One of them was not the one in the first that won and paid $22 and then launched into the one in the second that had $3 and it went under and then had to wait till the last to get out and we got the cash there. So it was a roller coaster day to say the least.
A couple of nice little pops early in the day is always a good way to start. Mitch, thanks for your time. Always great to chat.
Good on you guys.
Mitch Beer joining us, racing at Wagga today. Good four, weather fine, rail out 8 metres. Scotty, are you loading up on a couple of Mitches?
I like the great man. He does have a crack for the punters, and we know his heart's in it, and his wallet's in it as well. So I'd follow him in. Perfect Illusion each way into Peniche.
Jamie Carr back on the weekend.
Yeah, I like the salute. There's a bit of emotion there when she won the Pakenham Cup. Mm. As always is the case, she'd had a few seconds Friday. You know, it was like not becoming an issue. It was like, oh, Jamie, when are you going to win one?
Mm.
And it was a great ride, Pakenham Cup, and a passionate salute. Not Glenn Boss style, but it was, for her, that's as emotional as you get see from her.
Do you get the feeling she's going to unload in the next couple of months? I mean, that's
can
all.
Can she do better than last year? But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I think she missed it. She said that. I think she will come back in a big rush. Because a few of the boys, Ollie and a few of the boys, understandably, would be having a little break. Preble, all the guys who slugged it out in her absence. Yeah, I get a distinct feeling she'll quickly make up ground.
Yeah, me too. I think she's going to be one to follow in the next couple of months.
Imagine if she pulled off the premiership after having, what was it, 3 months?
3 months, yeah.
Wouldn't put it past her.
Wouldn't rule it out. 1-300-652-927 or on the text 0416-905052. There's a fair bit of love for fantasy sports,
yeah,
Scotty. We were talking earlier.
They're everywhere.
Mm. I feel like I've missed the party a little bit there.
You know, well, I haven't looked at the NBA one. That would be more your sphere of influence. How do they operate? You just know. I haven't got time. I'm not even investigating.
Yeah, I'm sort of like blinkers on. Maybe I need to broaden my horizons a little bit.
Well, you know, Lang Warren, you've got to sometimes open your mind to other things.
You make it sound like I live in the country.
Well, if anything's over, what, Craig, 15 minutes, you're virtually living in another state.
How long does it take you to get from palatial Elwood?
In saying that, I did live in Bowen Heads, but I accepted that it was another world away. Yeah, no, it's a bit longer than I thought, actually. I might have to get up a bit earlier. No, it's only 15 minutes, if you're lucky. But Lang Warren is, you need a passport, don't you, for Lang Warren?
It's a decent trip. It's a decent trip.
I love it.
That's a 3:30 alarm or 3:35 alarm or something like that. Which is really a time you should be getting home, not waking up.
When did your NBL commitments end?
Well, Sundays are early, so I got home about 6. So by the time
put the
little ones to sleep and had a quick little glass or something.
And then the Stars finished nice and early.
Yeah, if you are just waking up or you have just joined us and you're a Melbourne Stars supporter, you probably don't want us talking about what happened last night. Sydney Sixers made 4 for 213. Stars rock and rolled for 61. They were never in the game. I think that's fair to say. From the moment the Sixers started batting, Josh Phillippe made 83 off 47. James Vince, 44 off 29. Moses Henriques came in and
just hitting sixes.
Just dispatched the Stars bowlers everywhere. 76 off 38, 8 fours and 3 sixes. And then in reply, Melbourne, well, they lost their first wicket. Joe Clark was out when the score was 2. They lost Nick Larkin not long after that. Glenn Maxwell made 4 that we spoke about a little earlier as well. That's a pretty sick and sorry batting card, all out for 61.
Is Moses Henriques going to be one of those unlucky Brad Hodge types? He's been on the fringe. Like, he looks like he could have been a test player and then he got injured.
Mm.
Could have been. Clearly, he's very good in T20, but just hasn't quite been in the mix at the right time.
I think they had him.
Yeah, they wanted him.
Pigeonholed
almost
as that kind of all-rounder slot for a while. You know, when Australia for ages were trying to find that number 6
yes
batsman who could bowl, and it was Shane Watson, it was Mitchell Marsh, it was Moses Henriques at one
Hilton
point.
Hilton Cartwright played
Hilton
test match.
Hilton Cartwright. So I think maybe he fell. Was he good enough to bat in the top 6 on his own? Maybe not. Was he good enough to bowl, you know, to hold down a bowling slot? No. So maybe. Mm. Maybe just kind of fell between the gap a bit.
Yeah, I know. Because he's a talent and he'll go down as one of New South Wales' best cricketers for the last decade or so.
Thunder and Heat tonight. That game starts at 7:15. And then tomorrow night for Renegades fans, we'll talk to Will Sutherland a bit later on. Melbourne Renegades at home at Marvel Stadium tomorrow night against the Adelaide Strikers. Looking forward
to... Will had COVID too, didn't he? Isn't he a recovering COVID person?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google that.
Maybe you can ask him.
I will ask him. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Are you allowed to ask?
Yeah. How's your health?
Yeah.
How was it?
That's all that still to come. We'll talk a bit of footy very shortly as well. For a Western Bulldogs supporter, Scotty Gullen is not going to like what's coming up next. But
I'll
Demon supporters
out
might like it. And if you were there yesterday, the MCG, if you were one of the 30,000.
Move on.
1300 652 927.